Of course, our gig of the week this weekend is Creamfields. For someone who's so likeable and so friendly, and when you meet him at festivals or whatever, if you've never met him before, he's the nicest guy ever. He sure doesn't really do much press, and it's not because he's trying to be prickly or difficult. It's just he's a busy guy. But he's always been good to us and taking some time out. He gave us a few minutes earlier on in the day, directly ahead of his return to the UK this weekend for Creamfields.
Yo, Skrilly, drop it hard.
Yo, Zane, what's going on?
What's up, man?
How are you, bro?
I'm doing good, bro. Where are you right now?
I'm in Paris, actually. Just got here.
You're in Paris.
Yeah, man.
The never-ending international zone coasting cycle of awesome that is the Skrillex World Tour, non-stop until it stops. We'll carry on this weekend into Creamfields. How's your head, dude, after all this traveling? Just the jet lag alone. How you feeling?
Dude, I don't think I get jet lag anymore. I think I've run out of jet lag juice.
You beat it.
My body.
You beat it. Take yeah. That jet lag.
I beat it. I won. I don't get it anymore. It's funny enough for me, you know, I'm actually going to take some time off in the next couple weeks, actually. I'm not touring as much as I have been.
What?
So, yeah. Well, I mean, I think in September, I only have 6 or 7 or 8 shows.
That's a lot for everybody else. That's obvious, but that's like a time off for you, huh? 7 shows a month.
But then after that, in October, and I think I only have 2 or 3 shows booked in October, and then some New Year stuff. But then I have nothing booked for next year, and I'm really going to take some time off for a few months and make a lot more music and be in the studio.
Thank God, let the horns blow. Skrillex is going to go back into the studio and make some music. This is exceptional news for all fans, because I know, having spoken and having done this myself, but spoken to a lot of DJs, that the balance between playing your music to people and making new music to play for people is a hard one to tread when you're riding the wave, huh?
And that's the reason why the schedule filled up so much, is because, you know, I said yes to so many great opportunities, you know, and sometimes it was a different continent, like, every other day, you know? But this is the year to, like...
Drop it hard.
...get some sky miles, yeah, you know? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Skrillex is on the phone ahead of Creamfields this weekend. It's good to always catch up with our buddy. And before, you were saying that, you know, you said yes to a lot of things, all great opportunities. You know, you've always picked tastefully. I've never seen you really do anything that I've always thought as a fan that's questionable. But, I mean, when was the birth of no? Because I did notice in the last kind of 3 to 6 months you've been saying no a little bit more. So what was the turning point for you, and when did you and Tim and the Roadhog and your crew, which is small but brilliant, turn around and say, let's start saying no?
It was the right time. I mean, part of the reason why my summer filled up so much is because my house wouldn't be ready anyway. So it's either I'd be idling in different hotel rooms, or I might as well go play a show. So, I mean, that was kind of the reason. But now, you know, my place is getting settled and my studio is getting finished. So I'll have a studio and a bed to go home to finally after these 2 years and you know, make more music. And, you know, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but I think I really want to go try to make an album, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if not, of course, I'm going to make a lot more music and release EPs or whatever, but I think I'm kind of thinking of really doing an album and sitting down and making as much music under one sort of linear pieces.
I love the idea of that, you know, and I love that you said that, because I think that you, along with a few other artists, have inadvertently given the EP, you know, real currency, and it's because you want to go and tour, you want to play shows, so it's, you know, it takes less time, you get it done, you put it out, you play the gigs, and you move forward, and I do think it's really important, certainly in an art form as transitional as electronic music, that albums continue to be made, and yours would be an important one.
I'm excited just to do it in the studio, because you know, I've been doing it, like, in hotel rooms and planes and trains and stuff. So, like, it's just going to be excited to have a studio and then even use other instruments and try a new thing. So
let's talk about your studio, man. Let's talk about your studio, you know, because I know that that's been hard at work and it's all bespoke, and it's, you know, it really is the reward for all the hard work that you've put in, you know, all the touring that you've done. And, you know, how dope is it? I mean, what's it like? Is it big? Is it small? Has it got mood lighting?
It's going to have some mood lighting. It's going to have... No, it's good. It's not huge, but it's... I don't know. I know they don't do square footage over there, but it's about 300 square feet, mm-hmm, you know? So mm-hmm. It's like a nice room. And And it's going to be really simple, you know? You know, I'll have some guitars, and I'll have outboard gear, and but the same basic setup, you know? I just use Ableton Live, and yeah, it's going to be pretty simple.
And so, a very lonely laptop, you know, in the corner, a very lonely laptop that's no longer required. It's just weeping laptop.
Yeah, I just need to get a bunch of trays for laptops. So if I want to do collaborations, people can come over and set their little trays and have some sort of, like hub where everyone can just kind of plug in and sit around their laptops.
You've got yourself a record label that you can collaborate with now and work with and help to build and help to accentuate. And you've also got the opportunity, I'm sure, to produce many artists, having already collaborated with Korn and worked with the likes of, you know, the remaining members of The Doors and stuff. And, I mean, aside from making a Skrillex album and focusing on your own thing, is producing something that you would like to do more of?
Home in L.A. and, like, because there's such a great scene and community of musicians right now. It's that. I mean, there's so many opportunities that are always there sort of idling. Like, there's people you can work with in L.A. and there's different artists, different genres, and even the whole film thing. I started to do some movie stuff, and just being able to be home and have all these, you know, I've had so many things I've also had to say no to while I was touring because I wasn't able to. But now it's like I can step back and do other things. And that's also the exciting thing. And then also, like you're saying, with my label, you know, a lot of the guys on my label and people I collaborate with are in L.A., so it's going to be fun to actually do music and hang out and reconnect with my guys and think about the next plan of attack.
Enjoy Skrillex while you can this week in Creamfields and the other shows that are flowing through, because the dude has time off pending, and that, and believe it or not, that's really good news for all Skrillex fans, because I think if you didn't arrange that, then you would probably come to the end of it, wouldn't you? You'd end up just exhausting yourself and exhausting your interest in it to a certain extent.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think everything happened at the right exact time. It's been really awesome.
The films thing is happening. That's all underway, and you've got, I mean, just remind us quickly about these two projects you got coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I have this, well, I did some scoring for a director named Harmony Korine, who's an incredible indie film director, in a film called Spring Breakers, and I did some original scoring, and then I even took apart some of my older songs and did some score versions of those, and collaborated a bit with Cliff Martinez, who's another great film score. He did the Drive soundtrack and some other stuff. And then there's I did a scene for a new up-and-coming Disney film, actually, that's really, really incredible. I actually got to see the first screening a couple weeks ago called Wreck-It Ralph. And that's pretty cool, too.
Awesome. Hey, you know, one of the things that obviously has emerged during your time here in the music industry has you know, you've gone from being someone who's made music in very, very humble surroundings right through to, you know, excluding your own success, being a part of the most successful and burgeoning genre of music, you know, worldwide and certainly in America. What they call EDM is blowing up out there. And I've always thought with you, you know, that, you know, you came from an outsider's point of view. You know, you were in rock bands, you brought that dynamic in, you've always had a love of electronic music, you pulled the two things together, and yet you're put on the cover of magazines as a poster child for the EDM generation. Do you still feel like an outsider, bro? Do you still feel like, you know, actually in a weird way, that's not me?
You know, the funny thing is, it's like, I don't want to sound overly humble, but we didn't really see this coming. Tim and I didn't see this coming. I was just making music, you know, to me that was humbled, and it was done in my bedroom, and it was fun to do. And so, yeah, I didn't expect it coming. And as far as that being not me, I mean, I'm proud of everything we've done. I mean, I just call myself a musician, you know. I don't really call myself, you know, anything in particular other than someone that just likes to make music, and I do it in so many different ways. And, you know, in the last couple of years, because of my budget, it's been a laptop, you know what I mean? And it could be anything.
Well, in the studio, your budget on stage has been slightly larger than that.
Yeah. No, but you know what I mean? Like, prior to the last couple of years of craziness, like, I love music, and I'm going to continue to make it any way I kind of...
That really comes through, man. That really comes through, and I think that's what people really respond to, you know, when they hear your music. You know, the people that really appreciate what you're doing, there's tons of them out there. They know that you're in this for the long haul, and that there's, you know, that there isn't a trend or a scene around, I think, it's going to keep hold you down. That's my opinion anyway, man.
Maybe put a hardcore EP just for fun.
Do it.
Free or something, and play some basement shows. Or something. I don't know.
You should definitely do that stuff. I mean, that's the thing. When you get that time off, it's like to be able to get out of the cycle for a second and do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, bro, it's good to talk with you. Creamfields this weekend. And I suppose in a way these shows are going to be extra more special for you because you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, man, I'm giving it my all. We're on the home stretch right now, man. Like, pretty exciting, and also, like, going to be a new thing for me to get into my own place for once.